Good afternoon. The same low pressure system that brought this warm front through and some mild temperatures to start out the day is now also bringing a cold front that is just finishing its way through the capital region and our area here. And with that in mind, we may see a few light showers and drizzle along the frontal boundary. And what we are going to be seeing behind that is winds are going to become a little bit more breezy. We're going to see some cooler and drier air move in as well. Clouds are not going to thin out too much until late this evening and into the overnight hours. What is also going to be happening for us here overnight is that higher pressure is going to build in towards this evening, but it's going to quickly weaken as we work our way into the overnight hours. So seasonal temperatures are actually going to be expected, with lows mainly from the mid-20s to lower 30s for the overnight hours. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid-December winter storm is taking shape across the southern and central high plains, and it's expected to bring moderate snowfall across the region. At the surface, an area of low pressure is forecast to move through the southern plains and into the southeast by Monday before exiting off the east coast Monday evening. Well to the north of the low, temperatures will be cold enough to support snow and could lead to dangerous travel conditions. Around 3 to 6 inches of snow is possible from the Texas Panhandle across northern Oklahoma and into portions of southern Missouri, as well as far northern Arkansas. Further east, above average temperatures ahead of the system will lead to precipitation falling as rain. Locally heavy rain is possible across the Tennessee Valley, southern Appalachians, and mid-Atlantic through Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 88 at Zapata, Texas, to a low of negative 36 at Petersinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 60. In Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 60. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 39. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 37, while the average low is 22. The record high of 58 was set back in 1923 and tied in 1984, while the record low of negative 6 was set back in 1988. Today's sunrise was at 7:18 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:22 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 35 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with highs reaching into the upper 40s. Could see some patchy drizzle early on, as well as that cold front passes on through. For the night tonight, we'll turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at partly sunny skies with highs reaching into the upper 50s. We'll become breezy at points with wind gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour. And for the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with the chance for some patchy drizzle early on. Temperatures, though, will be falling throughout the course of the evening thanks to the passage of the cold front. And for the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows look to drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at some patchy drizzle early on and mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s and near 50 degrees in some spots. And for the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at the chance for some patchy drizzle early on. Otherwise, we'll stay mostly cloudy as highs reach near 50 degrees across the region. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and a few spots down into the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a area of low pressure approaches the region, bringing the chance for some snow showers, mainly in the higher elevations. And then as we get into the afternoon, we'll see a Chance for some rain and snow, mainly rain in the valleys, as highs drop down towards the low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.